there is a small dong parade going on in Los Angeles. And this has happened in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's been doing this since 2013, where they have a small penis contest or a pageant. It's not really a contest. It's a pageant.
Well, it is like Cocktober. Whoever,
it's Cocktober.
Right.
Yeah. So, but here's what's really interesting. So this parade is different. See, in Brooklyn, they're celebrating the micro penis or the small penis. It's a celebration. It's like, hey, bring your tiny dick over here. this is different. In LA, what they're doing is they want to end small dong shame. They don't want men that have smaller penises to feel shame anymore, to feel like they're less than, and they don't want any more jokes about them, and they're putting an end to that. So this is an awareness parade for, you know, people like you. I thought you'd be happy about this. Your fellow micros are out there fighting the good fight, and they have...
This is actually a story.
Yes. No, it's real. It's on TMZ.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I sent you a link from TMZ because they had a march and a parade.
They're going to have a day now. So we're going to be able to get off of work to go celebrate this. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. To go have a march. Have a march. And, you know, my joke was it takes enormous balls to get out there and show off your small dong. End small dong shame. End small dong shame.
End small dong shame. You know what? I'm done with society right now at this point.
Why?
I'm just done. You're going to have a march for small penile? Are you kidding me?
Why? What's
Keep
wrong? Listen.
Keep your pants on. You don't have to tell people. If you have a small wiener, you don't have to tell people. There's only one other person that needs to know. Maybe two, if it's your doctor and your wife or boyfriend or whatever. You don't need to march for it.
I think you're missing the point here. If they march for it and show that even men with small penises have power, then when they reveal that micro penis to a brand new lover, they're not going to feel shame or be shamed, because they're putting the message out there in society that, you know, people with small penises deserve love too.
And a march and a day.
Yeah.
And a holiday and time off of work to celebrate the day.
Yeah, very empowering. I felt good for them. I was like, good for you guys. But here's the weird thing about it. So I looked it up because I was like, how small is small? So here's the reality. So the micro penis is what it's called, where somebody has a penis that is like, you know, like baby size. I had a boyfriend for a very long time, like kind of the love of my life, who had a micro penis, but it was the first one I'd ever seen. So I didn't know it was a micro penis. But now in retrospect, I've learned that wasn't the size of an actual penis. So studies say that only 0.6% of men worldwide have a micro penis. But what is true is that men think their dong is too small. Like, there's more men out there that think they're too small, mm-hmm. as opposed to men that actually have this, you know, it's 0.6% that have a micro penis. So they don't actually have a small one. They just think they do. And a 2016 study found that the men's members average just a little over 5 inches, which sounds small if you're a guy, but 5 inches, I mean, there's a lot of women out there and men that I'm good with 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me. You know, anything bigger than that, what do you know?
So under 5 inches, you should have a march.
Well, I think, okay, so this was terrible. And I see, I'm guilty of this. I shamed the micro penis guy when I was in high school because I didn't know. So I was the first of my friends to see a penis, an erect penis. So I was telling them about it. And they were like, what it looked like? How big was it? I was like, it was like the size of your thumb. They're like, what? I said, yeah, erect. It was about the size of my thumb. So they didn't know. They thought like this is the size of an erect penis, like a thumb size. So as he was walking around the hallway, they kept going, hey, what's up, JR? Thumbs up, thumbs up. And he's like, how come your friends are all saying thumbs up to me all day? I was like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. They just like you. I didn't want to tell him that it's because I told them that's what your penis size was, erect.
Oh, my
And I had one friend that was like, Cooper, that's not normal. There's something wrong there.
He's got an issue. He needs to go to the doctor. He has an issue.
That's a very small. There's a problem there. Yeah,
he needs to get into a march right now.
He needs a march immediately.
What guy is going to go into that and make a sign? Honey, what are you doing? I'm making a sign. For what? You know why. You know why I'm making this sign. But what is that going to change? Nothing really. I'm still going to be stuck with a small penis. This is a crazy. And TMZ picked this up. This is nuts.
But no, it's not nuts. It's actually, that's the problem, is that it's not nuts. It's the opposite of nuts. No, but what's interesting about this
there's
is that.
There's nothing interesting about this.
You're wrong. The message is that when somebody has a micro penis or a very small penis, you should not shame them. You should just accept them for who they are.
Yes, you should.
They're asking for. No. They can't. Listen, they can't do anything about it. You know, it's not like me when people look at me and they go, you got a big ass. And it's like, well, I can do something about my big ass if I want to. It's not that. I mean, that you can't do something about a micro penis. That's who you are. So love me for who I am is the message. So that way, when you experience a micro penis in the wild, you will love it rather than reject it. I like the message.
If she makes fun of you or he makes fun of you because your winky is too small, date somebody else.
Right. That's a good point, too.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be with that person if they're making fun of your winky.
Yeah. People are more than just their genitals.
Right. And guys, you can just keep your pants on. Nobody knows. Nobody's ever going to know. Except the one person that you're with. And you can joke about it in private.
The funny thing is there were so many guys there that were like, oh, no, I got a big penis. I'm just an ally.
I'm here for my
friend. Why are you here?
I'm here for Jack over here.
Exactly. Like, so now you're shaming Jack. So just don't do that to Jack. That's the whole point of all.
Why?
Did you miss Did you miss the whole point of this? Yeah. So that's what's happening in L.A. today.